Jim Marcus. I am the media coordinator for Beds for Freezing Nights here in Cottage Grove.
And are you also a pastor?
And I am the pastor at Trinity Lutheran Church, yes.
Okay. Looks like we've got some cold weather headed our way. So tell us a little bit about your volunteers and the warming center that you offer there for folks who don't have a home.
Well, we were inspired by what Egan was doing in Eugene, and we recognized that there was a need here in Cottage Grove. So we wanted to offer a warming center for the folks that would be homeless or those who sleep in tents or just need a warm place on the cold nights of the winter. We have set our temperature at 29 degrees. That's below freezing, of course. But the reason for that is that we do not have enough volunteers or a designated place to be able to open the warming center at 32 degrees or even 35 degrees when it's raining, it's cold. So we could really appreciate more volunteers helping with the center.
And have you been doing volunteer training like the Egan has been doing this fall?
Right. Each fall we offer volunteer training, and so we held two training sessions this year. I think we gained about, I don't have the exact number, but I think it was 6 to 10 new volunteers this year, and they did go through our training this fall.
And again, you've got this set up at Our Lady of Perpetual Help Catholic Church at 1025 North 19th Street in Cottage Grove. And if no guests check in by 10 p.m., then the shelter will close for the night?
That is correct.
And
so we want to make sure people get there, you know, well, anytime before 10, it would be fine.
And is this your first activation for the season?
It is. It is. We weren't quite ready. We had a little cold snap a little earlier. Like about the 15th or 16th, we weren't quite ready to get it up and running at that point. So this is the first test for our system to see if we can indeed man this warming center again through this cold winter.
And you did this last winter. What was the response from the homeless community?
Well, it was a tough winter last winter because we had that long cold snap. So that was really, and it really got cold and for a long period of time. And we had anywhere from, averaging about 6 people there a night. But one night we had up to 16. And that was partly because of some overflow from the Eden Center. So on those long cold snaps, that's really where it's a test for our volunteers because some people are having to do multiple days. And the 11 to 4 o'clock shift, of course, is a tough one for us to get manned. But we've got some real dedicated people that are willing to take that on.
Sunday, 5 p.m., there's a free community meal at the Cottage Grove Community Center?
Right, there is. And that's on Sundays, but
okay.
We also have free meals throughout the week. In our congregation on Tuesdays and Thursday nights at 5 o'clock, and also at the Nazarene Church on Wednesdays at 6 o'clock. And then there's a reduced fare meal at the Methodist Church on Mondays.
What can you guys use to help you out there? Clothing, food, money? What do you guys need the most?
Our basic mission is to provide the shelter. So we could always use financial donations. Our main expense is liability insurance. Secondarily, we do offer food for the guests, so there can be something, just something light in the evening or in the morning. We also give food cards when they're available. We're trying not to get into the clothing distribution. That just becomes too logistically difficult for us. We do have some clothing banks here in Cottage Grove where those kind of donations can be made too. The main help right now certainly would be financial.